Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn With Me podcast. I hope that each one of you are doing very well, and I hope that you all have had a spectacular day. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate you. I'm glad that you found our podcast, and I hope you enjoy the content that you are about to get ready to hear. I want to let you know that you are more than welcome to go back and listen to the previous episodes. We talk about so many important topics, so many fun topics, and some amazing topics that are very beneficial to you. You can also listen to some of your peers who I have interviewed in the past and hear how they interviewed and all the cool things that they had to share in their podcast episode. So, if you are a regular listener, thank you for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you returning, and I thank you for always providing me with awesome feedback and episode ideas each and every month. So, like I said, I hope you all are doing great. I have had a very nice and relaxing day. We are going to be off for the next few days for the Labor Day holiday, so I was making sure that I was being proactive and taking care of all of the things that I need to take care of before the offices close for the holiday. So I've been a little bit busy. Feel free to let me know how you have been doing. You can, with your parents' permission, send me an email, or you can let them know and ask them to send me an email. I would love to hear about your days. So, let's jump right on in to today's topic. I have been thinking about sharing this with you all for a while, and I just wanted to make sure it was the best time. You know, we've been talking about so many things lately. Going back into school, how to be responsible, doing the things that we love, so many things. And I just wanted you all to have an opportunity to absorb some of that content and listen to it and be active about applying it to your everyday life. So, again, know that these episodes are always available for you to listen to, and you can listen to them as many times as you like. A lot of my kiddos take notes, which is very helpful, and I have a few kiddos that actually have a Listen and Learn notebook where they put all of their notes each week that they listen to the podcast, and so that is awesome. And that way, they can go back if they have a question about something or they need to figure out how to do something. They can go back, research that topic, and be reminded of what to do in certain situations. So that's awesome. So today, I wanted us to talk about getting set up for success. Getting set up for success. Now, when we think about success, we normally think about it being equal to being successful on a job or in a career. But do any of you young listeners go to work or have a career yet? The answer is most likely no. The older teens and young adults who listen to our podcast, you all might. If you're 15 or 16 and older, you might have a job, which is really cool. This does apply to you as well. But for the younger kiddos, the younger listeners, you guys don't have careers yet. You guys don't have jobs yet. You may often think about some of the things that you want to do when you grow up and get into your career. I hear a lot of kiddos talking about the fact that they want to be a teacher or a police officer, a firefighter, doctor, lawyer, any of those cool things, which is great. Those would be your career. But right now, you guys just go to school. And I used to tell my daughter, Megan, I used to talk to her when she was younger and she was in elementary school or middle school, and even in high school and now in college, I would tell her that school was her job. And what I meant by that was she was to go there, learn, participate, listen, play with friends, have a great time, study her lessons, study her notes, and pass her tests and quizzes. So that's what she had to do, and that was all she had to do. And so I taught her to treat school like her job. And she would get cool rewards like hanging out with friends or going to amusement parks or whatever it is that she liked to do after school, playing video games, going to the pool, any fun incentives or rewards. She would get those things for making great grades in school. And now that Megan is in college, she applied some of those tips that I taught her as a child, and now she's able to do them in college. So one of the main things that I want to share with you all, that I share with Megan and many other kids, hundreds of other kids as they were in elementary school and middle school and high school, one of the things that I told Megan to do, and you've heard this before, but this is very important when you are setting yourself up for success, and there's a little bit more that's added to it, but the number one thing that I encouraged Megan to do was to make a checklist of the things that needed to be done for the next day and complete them the night before. Okay, I will read that one more time. Make a checklist of things that need to be done for the next day and complete them the night before. So let's talk about it, guys. You know you need your lunch. You know you need your school uniform. You know you need your school clothes if you don't wear a uniform. You know you need your backpack. You know you need your water bottle. You know you need your mask. All of those things are needed for the next day. You know you have to be at your door at 7:25 at the front door so you can go to the bus stop or be ready to get in the car to go to school, have your parents drive you to school. Or if you're a walker, you can walk to school with your parents, or however you all may do. But you know you need those things. So the way you set yourself up for success is get those things done. Schedule a time the evening before, let's just say 6:30. Once you've taken care of all of your homework, you've played video games with friends, you've had dinner with family, you have relaxed, you've read your favorite book, before you go to bed, and again, you can make your schedule however you like, whatever is best for you and your family, but before you do those things, or after you do those things even, get your clothes together, get your lunch together if you're required to do your lunch, get your water bottle prepared, make sure your uniform is nice and neat for school, or your school clothes are nice and neat, and have all those things laid out so that in the morning, all you have to do is jump in your clothes, do your morning routine, make sure your face is all cleaned up and you are ready to shine. You are on top of your game. All you need to do is have your breakfast, grab your book bag and lunch, and head out of the door. Okay? That is an example of setting yourself up for success. And that's such a great example because, think about it. Let's just say, for example, you thought you set your alarm in your room for 7 a.m. to wake up, but you actually set it for 7 p.m. And so you just happened to wake up the next morning, but it was 7:15. Oh my goodness. That means you only have about, 10, 12, 13 minutes to get ready before you needed to be out of the door at 7:30. Oh, so much pressure, right? So if that happened in the morning, you wouldn't have much time to eat and do your morning routine and get your things together to be at the door, okay? So you wouldn't quite be set up for success. Now, for you young ones, of course, your mom and dad are there to help you and get you moving, but I want you all to start working on being independent, and we're going to talk more about independence next week. Because if you can set your alarm for 7 o'clock and you can wake up and get your day started, and that'll free up time for your parents to do other things in the morning that they need to do. And it also shows that you are growing and maturing, and they can see that, and that'll make them even more proud, prouder than they are of you now. So we'll talk more on independence next week, but I want us to continue to stay focused on setting ourselves up for success. And that is important for you all to do. So make sure you have everything done the night before. Secondly, I want you to think about giving yourself a reward when you complete that task. And again, this does help with becoming more independent. So if you successfully got yourself dressed and successfully made it to the door before 7:25 or whatever your required time is to be at the door before you leave with your parents, pat yourself on the back. Reward yourself. If you are a reader, say, you know what? I did so well. I was so successful at this and completing these tasks that when I get home, I'm going to give myself a bonus chapter to read in my favorite book. Be sure that that's okay with your mom and dad. But give yourself that reward, okay? It's so helpful. Pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a hug. And those are some of the great things. Look in the mirror and smile and say, you know what? I did it. And that, my friends, is going to have you set up for success in the most positive way possible. So I want you all to focus on those two things. Put it into action this week. Try your best. Work hard. Make yourself proud and make your parents proud, okay? Parents, I want you to continue to being a positive force for your children. Set them up for success as well. As you know, being successful at being a parent doesn't necessarily come with a book, right? Or necessarily come with a book. It's something that we've learned to do over time. And so be there to support your kiddos along the way. Guide them with setting themselves up for success. If you see something that they've done incorrectly, say, you know, they hung the shirt not appropriately on the hanger or the pants, talk to them in the most positive way versus talking down on them because, or firm with them, because most oftentimes children don't handle that firmness. They may, you know, become fearful or get scared or feel like, you know, they're down because they've done it wrong. And while they complete the task, it might drop that self-esteem. So just keep that in mind. Now, if they continue to do it wrong over the span of, you know, a week or so, then you may need to sit them down and do some hand-over-hand activities with them to make sure that they can get it right, to make sure that, you know, it's not something further that you need to look into with them. But encourage them. Be there for them in such a positive way and set them up for success. I appreciate you all. Parents, you know where you can reach me. It's listenandlearnllc.com. That's the website. The business line is 678-919-2117. You can also connect with me via email. That's listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. I am available on Spotify, Anchor.fm, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, wherever you would like to listen to this Listen and Learn with Me podcast. You can find us there. We did hit another milestone. I appreciate you all sharing this podcast with everyone. I really do. We hit another major milestone. And so I'm so thankful that we are continuing to reach children and families all across the globe. It means so much to me. And I am so energized when I get to bring you all this content each week. So thank you all for that. Thank you for sharing the podcast. You can also connect with us on our Facebook social media page. It's Listen and Learn LLC, Kennesaw GA. totally have fun, creative videos and photos there. So feel free to check them out, and you can connect with me via DM there. I'm always available there. So thank you all so much for connecting with me. Go off and enjoy this holiday, this Labor Day holiday weekend, and be safe. And until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.